Cinco de Mayo, Brett.
I didn't know we had to.
Oh, we didn't have to.
What Cinco de Mayo song would you like for the next time?
Be a little
that white guy that Roger always talks about, La Bamba.
Little Richie Valens.
Wouldn't that be horrible for today up. To get the only white Mexican guy ever in the history of music?
Right. He's not white.
I know.
Raj thinks he's white.
The color of his skin was white, not his, not his actual ethnicity.
No, it's not. It's not white.
It depends on the film.
Monica's not white either.
And the shading and the lighting.
And the Google pic. Hi, Monica.
I kind of am right now. I ain't seen the sun in I don't know how long.
Yeah. Are you Richie Valens light?
He was brown, so no. and I'm not.
No. You didn't get out to the beach?
No, I didn't. Well, the beach didn't open until Monday, yesterday.
Oh, right. You didn't get out yesterday.
No. And then the pool was open on Thursday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All those little kids. I am not doing that. Yep.
Oh, you got kids in? Like, you have a lot of kids in your complex?
Apparently so. They all came out of the woodwork. I don't see one kid ever. And now all of a sudden they're all there. So I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's not good. So even with the restrictions lifting.
I
can't get in there because everybody's going to get in. That's how it's going to be.
I know how we can cheer you up.
How?
Pop-up accents.
It's time.
Yeah, this needs an intro piece. It does. It's time now for pop-up accents with your host,
remember that
Brett. Whatever.
Remember that feature was a VH1 that had pop-up video?
Pop-up videos.
They had a song.
Didn't your friend invent it?
Yeah, her husband. We used to write pop-up videos. She used to write the stuff that came up in the bubbles.
Your mouth right now. You have any idea how obsessed I was with that?
Really? That was a cool show. Remember that?
My life revolved around pop-up video.
Yep. So we could appropriate that song from that and then make it pop
all accents. The info. How did they know all the information?
I don't know. He was the guy.
If he's anything like Rod, he just made it up as he went.
That's right.
And I believe it all.
That's it. You took it all in. So, in this feature, we like to talk about where reporters are just doing a report, and then all of a sudden, an accent comes out of absolutely nowhere.
That's great.
And this is from Texas, Brett, correct?
Correct.
Salon owner, right? She's opening a salon illegally. So, see, when sometimes they loosen the restrictions, people go crazy.
Illegally.
So, she's doing salon stuff in a place where she's not supposed to be doing it. And here is the news report. Listen for the pop-up accent.
Police received two tips through their app. Both of the violators of the emergency order made contact with an undercover officer to set up an appointment for a cosmetic/beauty service. 31-year-old Ana Isabel Castro Garcia was arrested at a home where she agreed to meet the officer posing as...
But when you hear it, know that there's more coming.
Beauty service. 31-year-old Ana Isabel Castro Garcia was arrested at a home where she agreed to and meet the officer posing as a customer. Castro admitted to running a nail salon inside her residence and promoting the services on social media, going against the mayoral decree currently in place. Now, Castro was arrested under a $500 bond. Now, the second case, 20-year-old Brenda Stephanie Mata was arrested after she agreed to perform an eyelash service inside her residence from an undercover officer also posing as a customer. Mata was arrested for violation of emergency management plan under a $500 bond.
Mata, nowhere near as great as the other one.
Well, she did. She did. Brenda.
Yeah, did she roll her R on the Brenda?
She sure did. You know you got a good pop of accent when you're rolling an R on a Brenda.
Brenda? Was that reporter Hispanic?
She sounded like she had a slight Hispanic accent, but obviously it got revved up.
Well, if I had to guess, she's about as Hispanic as you. I've never heard you roll an R.
I don't even know how to roll an R, but I'll tell you this. I'm not making excuses for a pop-up accent, but if she's Hispanic, I'm just telling you now, there's a bit of accent shaming in Hispanic families where if they do come across, not in Brenda, but if they come up with if there's a name that they don't have an accent for, if there's a word that they don't have an accent for, like if I don't say tamala, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but then either be cracker white or Hispanic, which one of the two. You can't go from cracker white all the way into, you know, ridiculously over the top and have it be cool.
Everyone knows it's illegal for hairdressers to be open right now. Ana Isabella Castro Garcia and Brenda Stephanie Marta did not get the message.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but I just feel like she might, well, not with Brenda, but I feel like if there's a specific word,
Brenda,
like a last name, and you don't say it correctly or with an accent or whatever, then it just, it's all like, what's wrong with you? You're not proud of your heritage, and it's a whole shaming thing.
Yeah, and we don't see it just with Hispanic reporters, though, because we've had examples of Asian reporters doing the exact same thing. With absolutely, unbelievably perfect American English, and then all of a sudden... Boom! You know, it comes out of nowhere.
Is it only with Hispanic last names, or
usually? I feel like,
except for that black reporter who had to fly the beef flu into his mouth.
Oh yeah,
but no, we are from Asian reporters too. I mean,
that wasn't a
not just a Hispanic reporter thing. We've heard T.Y. Chang or whoever from New York,
right? But he doesn't
do it and throw it right out there. I mean, we've done it in the past, I'm saying, but overwhelmingly our examples are Hispanic.
You want to start giving me T. Watchang examples? I think you're reaching.
No, not at all. We've definitely done it before. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We've had Asian examples.
Right, you remember all those T. Watchang examples?
Not all T. Watchang.
Easily.
What? Balls today.
Man. Well, because he does this. He makes things up as he goes along.
Well, I can't believe you don't remember, because the Asian reporters, we've had at least a couple examples of Asian reporters, but they're overwhelming our Hispanic reporters.
I remember the Hispanic ones, and I remember the one black reporter where the bee flew into his mouth.
Well, it happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death.
The is that? I'm dying in this country-ass up town. Flying in my mouth. I can't see pilot. Let's get the out of this country, mother. I can't even see me.
The guy's the best. A bee flies in his mouth while he's doing a report.
You know what happens? Right. I'm convinced. Okay, so
love him.
Roger's like this on the air with us, and he talks like this. Then he goes home and talks exactly like that to Susan. I got them all fooled, Susan. They all think that I'm Mr.
I had a bee fly in my mouth yesterday. That was actually the recording of me.
It better be some meatloaf on the table when I get home. I'm going to smack my bitch up.
That's right. Nothing worse.
With some soda on the table, too. Great. Bitch, you won't believe what happened at work today. Really, Roger, tell.
She's used to it. She knows that's how we really talk.
That JP is a pain in my ass.
This mother effer thought.
Straight up thought. He got to call me out on everything. Damn.
Tell me more, our dog.
Our dog.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, sorry. I just went. I didn't mean to reveal the truth.
Right.
Oh.
Busted.
Well, pop-up accents are always fun. Man, that is awesome. God, that's the best. I'll stop him at home sometimes. We're watching the news. I'll stop him. Susan, like, listen, this is the most exaggerated one, but you got to hear this. Watch for the accent, because she doesn't know. But, like, you got to. So. Yeah, I mean, these are extreme examples.
I'm kind of okay with it if they do it on their own name, because, maybe they just want to pronounce their own name a specific way. And then the whole rest of the story, they don't have an accent. I'm kind of okay. I think I'm okay with that.
We had a girl that worked here. Her name was Maria Garcia. And you would never know she was even remotely Hispanic until she got to her name. And I'm Maria Garcia.
Yeah. Garcia. I mean, I think that's part of it. Like, yeah, I guess, you're proud of your heritage and you want to.
Right. But, I mean, shouldn't we be happy that people are making the effort to say the names perfectly?
No.
As opposed to butchering them with the American language? Like,
yeah, exactly.
But she's saying, like, in that report, the two names exactly how they should be said, right?
That girl has probably gone to school for speech and diction.
Yeah.
Like, to speak. So just speak.
Yeah, but I'm with Roger. Is that
as long as you don't mispronounce the last name, you don't have to all of a sudden pull some accent out of your ass. Just speak.
What if it's like, instead of, Anna or whatever, you say Anna, it just, and like Roger said, you kind of American.
Anna Isabel Castro Garcia.
Yeah.
I mean, she does. Brenda Stephanie Marta.
Our entire audience isn't even going to notice.
Yeah.
The only one who's going to notice is the Brenda Garcia Mata chicks. Right.
I mean, it's just
Brenda Stephanie Marta. That one.
You are all
Maybe their family's going to get a little uppity.
I mean, it's a nod to the culture. It just seems like it's us improving the way we say people's names or whatever.
Yeah, I like that.
That cracker reporter didn't roll her off. I want
her
job.
She didn't sound like a cracker reporter.
I want her canceled.
Monica, did you hear hints that she was Hispanic in her English? Right. You could hear hints, right?
That's
the way she
wondering.
Said cosmetics. I don't remember how she said it. But in a couple different words, you can hear.
And the mayoral.
Mayoral.
Mayoral order.
There's a couple of hints it was coming.
There was a reporter in New York for a while. Her name was Thalia Patillo. And then one day it changed into Thalia Patillo.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Right.
He'll be a rain today.
Okay.
Reporting from the Bronx, Thalia Patillo.
I'm not calling anyone out because I love this man. And he listens, I know, because he'll come up to me later and say random things about the show. But from our sister station, Hot 101.5, the afternoon drive guy, Danny, he was known as Danny Donuts for a long time. And then when he was doing mornings and stuff on another station, and then he kind of cared to hear. And then he was just Danny when he did middays. And now that he's on, when they had made the announcement, okay, Danny's now going to be doing drive time. Now we're calling him, and he doesn't even go Danny anymore. He goes Serrano, but it's, when he says it, it's said.
Serrano.
And he says it like that every, I listen to him and he says it like that, which, I respect. He's Hispanic. He wants to, nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not complaining about
it. So make fun of him.
But it went from Danny Donuts to Serrano.
Right.
And it, I don't know. I mean, I love the guy. He's
that's
a good nice.
That's when you go, like, all right, donuts. Settle yourself down.
Enough with your ethnicity.
Exactly. Enough with the rolling of the R's.
Trying
donuts.
To have a culture. Isn't donuts enough for you?
Know your roots. Know where you come from.
Serrano should host the Quiet Storm.
You will always,
Serrano.
You will always be Danny Donuts. Shut your face.
Nicest rolling guy. Ours. Hardest worker. I love that man.
Thank you to Danny for listening. That's very nice. All right, Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. In the next hour, of course, we'll get to the top 10 list a little after 1:30 and a lot more before that. And then after that, Drew Garabo Live. Be right back.